Oh, thank you very much for joining our Film Funding Guidance class. I'm Carol Dean, writer, producer, and president from The Heart Productions, where our goal is to support, nurture, and educate filmmakers. Today we'll cover, first, your mission as a filmmaker, what it is, how to define it, and why it's so important to you and your film. Second, your vision for yourself, your film, and your career. And third, goal setting. So your mission as a filmmaker is really the foundation of your work. To find it, you need to ask yourselves questions like, why am I making this film? And does this film really fit my mission as a filmmaker? Well, I'm sure it does, but do you know this? That's the question. First, you need to define your personal mission as a filmmaker. And this is so you can be strategic and decide what you'll do and how you'll do it. Your mission can tell you how you can most effectively spend your time and money. Your mission can tell you what function in your life is working, how to stay productive, strategic, and forceful in your career. And it is your raison d'etre, the most important reason or purpose for you as a filmmaker. Let me give you some examples. For example, your mission may simply be to educate and enlighten. Yeah, it can be that short. You want it to be clear and succinct because you'll be saying it on a daily basis to people and to yourself. So it could be something like, my mission as a filmmaker is to make films that empower women to rise to their full potential. It could be to bring unjust situations to light and heal them. It could be to promote nonviolent social change through amplifying women's voices. Whatever it is, it should be a one-sentence statement that fully represents you and your mission as a filmmaker. You could start with a paragraph and then cut it down to one sentence. Just get a description on paper and begin to live with it and feel into it until you have the right words to express your mission. You could even start with several paragraphs, and if so, that's okay, because the purpose here is to find the right words to say exactly what your mission is in one strong sentence. You need to clearly define your mission so you can clearly forecast your future. And I received an email question from a filmmaker who asked, how and why would I tell anyone my mission as a filmmaker? Well, one good reason is, from my perspective as a grantor, I know that when people are pitching me and when you are pitching other grantors and people with money, we're listening, but probably only 50-60% because we're asking questions in our mind and we're wondering, who are you? What have you done before? Are you dedicated? Are you going to make this film and finish it? Can you stay the course of 2 to 4 years? And so while you're talking, all that's going through your potential donor's head. They won't ask you any of these questions probably, but they may say, why are you making this film? And you'll say, well, my mission as a filmmaker is to promote nonviolent social change through amplifying women's voices. I'm making this film because it fits my mission as a filmmaker. Now you say nothing. You just sit there. You let him or her sit there and absorb this information because it says a lot. It says, I know where I'm going. I know what I'm doing. This is my passion. I am talented. I'm committed. I will finish it. You can trust me. Believe me, having a mission statement carries a lot of weight with a grantor or a donor because I can tell you, you'll actually see them relax. And quite often they'll start asking you questions and they may even ask you to pitch them again because they probably weren't listening all that well in the first place. So now let's go to the vision. What do you want to achieve in 3 years? And what do you want to achieve in 1 year? These are important things for you to focus on. So today, let's work on a one-year goal with a vision for achieving that goal. So let's discuss your vision. Your vision is important because it tells you what you need to do once you've decided what you really want out of your future. The issue for filmmakers especially is that they've put a lot of time, energy, and resources in the project they're working on. And unlike many other artists, filmmakers can take years to create their art. So more time is involved in producing a film than any other art form. So you need to have a vision of your future so you can be thinking of the next two or three projects you want to create, because you want to maximize your contacts and be considering how they can help you in the future. And besides, it's a way for you to decide what the right film is for you to make. Having a vision of the future you want to create, and I believe once you get that vision will help you create it. Because the universe works in strange ways, right? This vision will help you decide which films you want to make. It'll help you make choices to create your future. And you'll know when projects come to you if they fit your mission and your vision. And if so, you can accept them. And if not, it's an easy decision to say no. So when you're making decisions, you want to be strategic and intentional. And these two things, your mission and your vision, will allow you to do this. And the funny thing is that last night while I was writing the outline for today, a filmmaker asked me to read her grant proposal before she submitted. So I went online, went to the grantor's website to see what they were looking for and what their questions were. And here's one of them. How does this project support your organization's mission, vision, and strategic plan? So, there you go. I took that as full confirmation on the importance of teaching you the mission, vision, and goal setting, because that's what I look for, and that's what other people look for. Now, let's talk about your vision and goal setting. So I have an email from a filmmaker asking me if a vision board is a good idea. Yes, it's always a great idea. You can get a cork board or whatever fits in your decor and place it so that you can see it daily. And put on the board things like a headline saying you won a generous grant from the Ford Corporation, or you won the MacArthur Foundation grant. Whatever organization that you're applying to, put it on the board, like it's a headline from Variety. And this board, your vision board, should be where you can see it daily and focus on each item. And perhaps put a check on the board to your film company for $50,000. And I like to get a bank account and add another $20,000 to the balance in your account and put that on your vision board. You might want to put a picture of you, and if possible, at a screening or someplace where you're with your friends and you can create a caption saying that people are supporting you and your film. Say something like, my social network loves me and my film. And your name should be in several places, and so should the name of your film. You could even go through magazines and find pictures and then put the pictures on the board. And look for things that you would like to have in your life, things that if you were making really good money, you probably would be able to afford, perhaps new furniture or a better car. What you're doing is showing the universe pictures of things that you want and things you deserve. And the idea is to attract these things to you. And you want to make it fun. And look at it daily and daydream about this film and your awards and your success. On the first page of our website, fromtheheartproductions.com, you'll find a meditation. Take your visions and your goal into this meditation several times a week, and then hold on, because your life will change. And good things, really wonderful things, will start to happen for you and your film. And you want to be sure to follow all the leads, because the universe works in many ways. You may get a call from someone who can lead you to the right people. You may be asked to go to a party or a networking opportunity, and I suggest you take all invitations that you can, because once you start this process of asking the universe to support you and visualizing success, you are start to get opportunities, but you're going to have to get out of the house, because staying there doesn't always work. So you're going to have to get out, meet people, and do things that bring the money to you. And opportunities, a lot more you need than money. You need people, you need goods and services, you need discounts. A lot of things will work for you. So now that you've got an idea about your vision and your mission, it's time to start setting goals. So step one, what's the financial aim to achieve your mission and your vision over this next year? You want to make sure that the amount you choose is realistic. And once you decide on an amount, you're going to then tell us or tell yourself how you will get it. So it has to be something that you know you can do. So ask yourself, how much money do you need over the next 6 months, say, or over the next year? And how much can you raise in the next 6 months? What is your aim? And remember, when setting goals, it's important that you write everything in the present tense, not the future tense, not the past tense. You want to create it in the moment. You want to play a game like you did when you were a child. It's called Let's Pretend. I want you to pretend you already have the money, and I want you to keep busy thinking of what you need to spend it on. How are you going to spend it the most? Where? Think how you'll feel when you get it. Feel the joy of receiving a really large donation, because that is exciting. You know, the confidence that you'll have in yourself and your film, and feel how it'll be to write all those checks and pay for your production, because you have all that money in your bank. Keep focused on this part of it while you raise the funds. Pretend you already have them. So see yourself calling your suppliers with your cash in hand and making deals and writing checks. Step two, you want to see in your mind exactly what you desire. So fix in your mind exactly what you want. For example, you don't want to say, I want plenty of money. No, you have to be definite about what you want. So you have to write down what you want in your life that you believe will make you happy and what will help you with the film. So find an amount. When you're not definite, spirit doesn't know what to do. You've got to be dead on with what you want. I interviewed Fred Allen Wolf some time back. He's a physicist. And he said that when you're daydreaming, sometimes a handshake across time occurs and your dream becomes your reality. And I know this to be true because in school I was a daydreamer. I actually got in trouble because my mother was called in and they said, she's in class, but her mind's not here. We don't know where she goes. And that's true. I wasn't in that classroom. I was a globetrotter. I was watching wildebeest migrate on the Great Serengeti, ballooning across Tanzania, riding elephants in India. And I can tell you, I really did all of those things. You know, and you wonder when these things are happening. You think, wow, I have a feeling I did this before. And you did. You daydreamed it. You visualized it. And you brought it to you. So I suggest you give yourself daily daydreaming time. So please consider 10 to 15 minutes a day just for you. No phones, no people, nothing but you and your imagination. And daydream your future. Daydream with your mission and your vision fully achieved. So, all right. How do you pick a dollar amount to ask for? Well, step three. There is really no such reality as something for nothing. You need to determine exactly what you intend to give, what of yourself that you will invest in return for your desire. For example, if you want to raise money for your film, you might say something like this. What I intend to give in return for the $50,000 to produce my film is 20 hours a week dedicated towards funding and producing my film. All right, so we have an amount, we have a promise of what to do to get it, and now you want to establish a definite date when you intend to possess your desire. The difference between a dream and a goal is a deadline. The reason most people don't acquire their dreams is because they don't give themselves a deadline to achieve it. So now you must set a deadline that's realistic. And that means to say that if you are thinking, well, I want $1 million in my bank next week. Well, there's nothing wrong with wanting $1 million, but be realistic as to how long you honestly believe it will take you to acquire such a goal. One important thing is that your goals are yours. They are personal goals, and so don't share them with others. Keep that energy to yourself. Know that it's all about you. You and the universe have an agreement. Don't share it until it's over. And I like setting goals to holidays, because this way you can imagine yourself on that holiday in a location where you normally are, and you can see yourself talking to your family about achieving your goal. For example, you might see yourself at Christmas time feeling joyous and confident, announcing that you've raised $20,000 for your film over the last 5 months. And, of course, you want to put the whole year goal together, but I think that it's even more important to do 6 months and then 1 year, because you then have a chance to have a win during that year. You want to set a goal you can achieve and achieve it, and then set another one. Keep going. All right, so step three is create a definite plan for carrying out your desire. And begin now, whether you're ready or not, to put the plan in action. This is where you start writing. So you have to write an outline of the most popular ways to raise money and put a dollar amount by each one. For example, crowdfunding, you might put $15,000. House parties, $10,000. One-on-one asks from potential donors, $10,000. And grants, and you have to plan 8 to 12 months for grants, $15,000. So that would give you your $50,000. So now you have the beginning of your action list. All right, you're saying to the universe, this is how I'm going to get my money. And under this section, you can begin to say what you will do to get the funding. And you can be specific on each one. For example, crowdfunding, your to-do list will include building your website and Facebook page, using social media to spread the word about your film. House parties, you would make a list of people you can contact that would let you have a party in their home. And one-on-one donors, you would start pitching and practicing your pitch and create a pitch package. And grants, you would go to the foundationcenter.org and make a list of potential grantors. Now, this is where I'll start in the next class, because there's a lot more to do and you want to get your to-do list as specific as possible so that you feel good when you read it. You know it's achievable. So back to goal setting. Now we have a goal that's clearly defined. We have an amount and we know what to do to make that amount of money. So you've made a commitment of what you're going to do for it. You've promised the 20 hours, and now you've outlined it for four areas of gathering money, and you start listing what you believe will get you the $50,000. Now what do you do? Well, your goal now is to read your written statement aloud twice a day, once before you go to bed at night and once when you get up in the morning. And as you read, see, feel, and believe yourself already in possession of your goal, this is a great beginning for you, setting goals, creating your mission and your vision. And now if you want any information from the Heart's fiscal sponsorship, please email info@fromtheheartproductions.com or call 805-984-0098 because we'd love to hear from you. Our intentional filmmaking class starts in the fall, and you're welcome to read about it online. We create our goals, and we work towards them for 5 months. And anyone that's listening to this guidance and interested, you'll fit right in our class. So just let us know, and we'll give you a special discount code for $50 off the price. And check out our Blog Talk shows because we do them to keep you up to date on changes in the industry and how to raise money. It's all for you. Thank you very much for joining us, and I look forward to having you on Film Funding 2. Thanks. Bye.